Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our final integration call for the disorientation context with our trauma-freed series in Buddhas and Butterflies. So stoked to do a little bit of breath work with y'all today. And I'll remind you, for those of you breathing at home, whether you are live or listening to the recording, to set yourself up so you're comfy and cozy, and also give yourself a little bit of potentially like items of comfort that are around you, like blankets, things like that, to support your process. Keeping yourself as comfortable as possible throughout this experience usually helps things to integrate a little bit more pleasantly along the way and afterwards. So, and as I say that, I also just want to name that breath work itself is probably the most integrative practice I have ever come across in all my years of studying health and looking at different options for healing a variety of things in a variety of different ways. So I'm really excited to get to share that all with you today. I have some music here. I'm going to pop that on in just a moment. Before I do that, though, I want to let you know as a reminder, and I know some of you already know this from our other experiences with breathing, that as we engage with this particular type of breath, it's referred to as a conscious connected breath, where we take out the pauses between the inhales and the exhales. So that way the breath flows. And as we inhale, you might have put a little bit of effort into that. It might just be a bit of a, as I like to refer to it, a vibrant inhale. And the exhale is like air leaving a balloon. It surrenders, falls away, requiring zero help, assistance, effort, control, governance on our part. And despite that, most people tend to do just a little bit of that. So I'll be curious to see if that shows up. If that happens, that's just information, meaning there's no way to actually do this wrong. Your body, as it breathes, will give you information around the inhales, the exhales, and often we enter into non-ordinary states of consciousness. Along the way, we're going to feel new things. We might have tingles, sensations in new places. That's all really normal and really healthy for us to engage in new things and new experiences. So with this particular round of breath work, I'll invite you to do something that we didn't do last time. So you know that we do the vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, and the breath flows, meaning without pause. So as we inhale, the exhale ends, pardon me, the inhale ends just before the exhale begins, and then vice versa. So there isn't any gap or pause. We might not get 100% of our breath. We might get like 85, 90, 95%, somewhere in there. We might not get it all in. The inhale, generally speaking, becomes a little bit more extended or longer. And the new part that I'm going to layer on for today is to start with what's referred to as a double pump or a double inhale, meaning we're gonna first do a breath into our belly. Oh, let me get the camera down a little bit lower. So inhaling into the belly, and then an inhale into the chest follows that. So we actually have two parts to your inhale, belly, chest. And then the exhale happens after that. So it becomes a little bit more fluid once you get into the groove. And I won't necessarily demonstrate my particular breath because then you're going to potentially mimic that. And every person's breath carries information around their beliefs, their emotions, their current experiences, their past experiences. All that information is really loaded into every single breath. So, as we're working with this, how you breathe is going to be perfect for you. Again, no way to do this wrong. However, your breathing is giving you a mirror or a reflection of what's currently happening in you, alongside of what's been previously happening through this body mind of yours. And that includes the people that gave it to you. So, this includes our family, our ancestors, our lineages, and all of the information that's carried in their history gets to show up in our body by means of breathing. Okay. So I'm really keen, as you can tell, to dive into this territory with y'all. And I'm going to invite you to, if you haven't already, get not just set up, because I imagine you already are, but get just a little bit cozier, making any last-minute adjustments, wiggle woggles, shake shimmies, grabbing that sip of water. As we do this breath, a reminder that it's through the open mouth. So as we breathe, you will get a little bit of dry mouth that will fade. Unless you keep trying to close your mouth and swallow or take a sip of water, then you're going to keep stuck in that cycle. If you ignore it for the first few minutes, it typically will go away and it won't be a concern after the initial 5, 10 minutes or so. Okay. And I think that's all of the pieces to mention. I know you've heard some of that before, but sometimes it's helpful to revisit that. And I think I said I would promise to integrate that a little bit more thoroughly in advance. So there you go. I'll review it again, likely next round as well, until we get really comfy cozy with the flow of the style of working. So no worries if some of those pieces don't quite come together today. Okay. So as you get even those last little minute shake shimmies going, I'm going to throw on just a bit of music, and I'm going to invite you to begin your breath. I invite you to begin with that double pump breath. Now I'm breathing with sound. That does not need to be mimicked or copied either. If that happens, that's information again. You're just hearing me breathe to support the instructions, but not necessarily meaning that your breath needs to carry sound. Okay. And you should begin to hear a little bit of music come on in just a moment here. I'm fiddling with just one more setting. And as you connect to that breath, double inhale, surrendered exhale. Double inhale, surrendered exhale. And knowing that I'm here, I'm available in the chat feature if you need any additional support as we get on. As you begin to drop into this breath, every breath an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. Every inhale calling in new life, new possibilities, new opportunities to learn about ourselves, to be with what's here in our bodies, our minds, our souls, our hearts, our bellies. And every exhale, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into allowance, to surrender, to letting go, to making space. And as you begin to breathe, I'm going to invite you to notice, if you haven't already, something inside of you that feels good or pleasant, easeful to be with. That might be a part of your body, a memory, or something else. Noticing what it is you like the most about this. And drinking it in. Savoring it, drinking it in a little deeper. Noticing how your body responds to being with this pleasant and neutral thing, this part of you. And if any part of that that's happening inside of your body feels good, I invite you to savor that along with everything else that you're noticing that feels good and pleasant to be with. Breathing in and out through the open mouth with those vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Trying out that double pump breath for this first few minutes. And to add on to those most beautiful words in that song, Creator, thank you for this opportunity to be here together with my friends today in these ways. And thank you all for calling this work in, this medicine. Thank you for this gift of this breath and this opportunity to share it with each other. Thank you to your families, to all of those that have come before, your ancestors, your lineage. And the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands for us all to have existed upon. Without you, we would not be here. So thank you for our existence. Thank you. Blessings on your journey today, my friends. We call on all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, to gather here with us today. And we ask that you, along with Creator, hold this space safe and sacred, nourishing us, protecting us as we journey today. We call on all of the animals that walk and swim and crawl and fly. We call on the very lands, this earth, the water, the air, and fire. Thank you for your gifts. And thank you for showing us and reminding us of the natural ways of being and living. May that continue to live on through us and through each other in ways that support ourselves, our communities, and all that we share in this world together. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. It's okay to feel all that's here. It's okay to feel all that comes to the surface through you, within you, letting it rise and greeting it with a soft hello, welcome. Thank you for being here, if that feels right for you. Letting yourself feel all that's here. And remembering what it is to let your body feel all the way through this belly, this heart. This mind. Yeah, it's really safe to take that in. And it's okay to go a little deeper into it. So you're welcome, even to, if you want a little bit more juice, a little bit more gas, you're welcome to pick up the pace of the breath just ever so slightly. And at any point, if it gets too much, you can always take the gas off. You can always slow down the breath. And if at some point in time, even that's not quite enough, you can even back off and change your breath to the nose if need be. But I'm going to invite you to stay with that mouth breath if you're open to it throughout the duration of this practice, unless otherwise indicated by your body mind. A gentle reminder that after we finish breathing, we'll spend a few minutes sharing in community about our experiences for anyone who feels called to describe their experiences today. Never required, but I invite you to, if you have the space, to hang out with us for a few minutes afterwards to really receive each other and to gather in this rich, rich way. It can be tremendously healing, even if we're not actually verbally sharing, but to receive other people's shares can be highly integrative for this experience. Each breath an opportunity to cleanse, to purify, to detoxify. Physically, mentally, emotionally, allowing this to move through you mindfully. The very first thing we do when we breathe, when we're born, pardon me, is to breathe. The very first thing we do when we're born is we learn how to breathe. In this way, breath becomes our very first original medicine on this earth side of the planet. So your medicine is the breath. and the medicine of this breath gets to move through you in all sorts of unique ways. This breath becomes your medicine, each and every breath an opportunity to heal, to receive, to cleanse, to release. And I'm here with you. I'm here with you. Each and every step of the way, each and every step of the way, I'm right here. Receiving your medicine breath by breath. I hear you. I hear you. Hear all those things that are wanting to be said and expressed. I'm here. I'm listening. What is it to flow in this breath? Allowing this breath to flow however feels right. Feel free to drop that two-part inhale and just allow that breath, that inhale, to become one. Letting your inhale and your exhale cycle together. I'm going to invite you to breathe right into that belly with every inhale. Allowing all our organs of digestion to be met and held. And as you breathe right into that belly, all those organs of digestion, the solar plexus chakra region begins to light up, digesting old content that no longer needs to be here anymore, making space for the new to be met. And what if all that you're feeling, all those emotions, sensations, thoughts, what if all of those things, those experiences that are moving through you aren't actually you, but simply a part of you giving you information? What if that was all just a part of you giving you information? It wasn't really who you are. Doesn't define you. Giving yourself space in this way, letting you see parts of you for who and what they really are. Those strong moments of anger, depression, the strong moments of I'm not good enough, whatever the wording might be, those strong beliefs may simply be a part of you longing to be heard from a very, very small age. That's why it keeps showing up, getting louder for you to receive it, much like babies do when they need attention, when they need support. These are the cries of your little ones. How lovingly can we rise to see them, listen to them, hear what they're offering us? And witness their burdens. How hard it must be to always be angry, depressed, feeling worthless, feeling doubtful, feeling not good enough, etc. How hard that must be for that part of you to hold on to that burden. I see how hard that part of you has been working so much. For all these years, for all these decades. I just want to let it know, thank you for serving you so very well in all those ways that it has. Thank you. Thank you for showing up, protecting you. And thank you for all that you've done tirelessly, effortlessly, 24/7, 365. That's exhausting. That's so very much. Thank you for your service. Just notice how that part of you receives being acknowledged and validated in those ways. And if it wants to hear more of the same, I invite you to provide it any other words that might feel good for it to hear. Remembering what it is to love yourself. Even through the hard times, even through the challenges. What is it to love ourselves? Just a little bit deeper. What is it to love all those parts of us that are scared, that are exhausted, that are tired, that are upset, that are feeling blessed alike? What is it to let them be here? and often, so very often, these parts of us are actually quite young. If we ask them, if you ask that anger, that depression, that worthlessness, that I'm not good enoughness, how old it actually thinks you are, often the answer is from early childhood. For this part of you was actually formed then. Formed by not having its needs met. And you're welcome to let it know how old you are now. Might be surprised. Feel free to even show it around what life is like for you now at this age. And greeting any surprises along the way and normalizing them, letting how life looks now make sense to this part of you that likely is stuck from the past. I invite you to sit down with that part of you, get to know it even, if it feels right, spending some time with it. And getting curious, getting really curious here. I strongly imagine that this part of you has been here for a really good reason. We can even ask it why it's been here, how it's been serving you, what it's been wanting to provide for you that you may not have even known about. And if this part of you has any particular burdens, things it's been carrying that it's just ready to let go and put down, feel free to check in with it and ask about that. And all those burdens that they want to put down, and only if they want to. We're not here to convince them. We're here to receive what they have to offer us, not the other way around. They've been likely bossed around enough. We're here to listen and receive what it is they're willing, ready to do. Without the need to manipulate, they'll likely be a bit suspicious of that. However, those burdens that are ready to get put down when they're ready to do so, feel free to check in and see and asking your part if they want to release those into the earth, into fire, into water, air, or light. offering those burdens to fire, earth, air, water, lights, or anything else that might seem more appropriate is welcome here as well. And that part of you, now that's released its burdens, it may want a new job, it may want a new role, it may want to go on a vacation, have some R&R. Maybe it wants to do both. Maybe it wants a bit of a rest, and then it wants to choose a new role to serve you with, to support you with. What a relief. What a relief to no longer be stuck in the past. Oh, what a relief. What a relief to no longer be stuck in the past. I get to live now. I get to live here and now. I get to come alive here and now and be and express and play. All those old jobs retired. All those old jobs are retired. Can you imagine giving them like a little gold watch? Thank you for your service. Beautiful. Vacation time. Time to go do all the things that you've always wanted to do now. What are those? What are those? Letting yourself imagine that you can be there now doing those things. Letting yourself really bask in the enjoyment of all that's here that feels good for you. Remembering what brings you joy. And letting yourself explore these new terrains, these new possibilities. Letting yourself be a bit adventurous. Try on new things. What's possible from here? How curious can I be? And can I explore with wonder, with awe, with wonder, with awe? Through those eyes, what can I see here? What can I feel here? What can I be here? What if it was okay? What if it's okay to take that risk again? Knowing that we've got resources now that we didn't have before. What if it's okay to take that risk again, knowing that there's new resources here? It's safe enough to explore a little further. Safe enough to explore a little further here. Where can I go now? Where can I go now? And this time we get to do it together. We get to do it together. There's support here. There's connection here. What is it to be held as you curiously explore the new? I see you. I see you. I see you. Yeah, that too, that too. There gets to be more now. There gets to be more now. Through this all, you are so deeply loved. So deeply loved. More than you may ever know. You are so deeply loved. What is it to allow this love to land? To let yourself really receive this love that's here. That's always here. Even when it doesn't seem like it, it's somehow still there. Letting yourself drink it in. Through bone, through blood, through soul, drinking this medicine of loving breath all the way through you. Allowing anything that's here just to be there, just as it is. you're open to it. I invite you to take the back of your skull and press it into the surface below you evenly. So all four corners get equal pressure. Maybe making teeny tiny bobblehead movements with your neck as you do so. And letting yourself really be held in this love, breathing this love in all the way through. What is it to orient yourself in love? Receiving love, being love. Just for now, nothing to figure out. Letting yourself be and rest in that beingness of you. Nothing to figure out just for now, just for now. Allowing the breath to drop away and let yourself simply rest here as well. Letting yourself rest and digest this experience. Taking time now to begin to rest and reflect on the journey. reflecting on this journey. And witnessing yourself. Over the next couple of minutes, introducing small movements to fingers and toes, deepening the breath. You may even roll to one side. Rolling to one side or the other, letting yourself rest here. And when you're ready, bringing yourself to rise gently, slowly. Witness to the glory that is you. I am witness to the glory that is you. What a gift. Thank you for calling this in. Thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, that have gathered here with us today. Thank you, Creator, for holding this space safe and sacred, nourishing us, protecting us as we journey today. May these insights continue to live on in good ways that serve ourselves, our families, our communities. And my deepest gratitude for getting this opportunity to gather here with you all in these ways. All my love. I'm gonna end the recording, and after I end the recording, I invite anyone who is live to share a little bit about their experience.